is me. I'm trying to clear out. I'm at my first stop, so you guys have a good day. I'll talk to you again. KO4HK, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, have a good day, and, you know, get a chance to jump in here through the day. We might can chat for a minute or two. KO4NXY.
Good one, and enjoy your tacos with your friends out there. And we'll get you that number sometime during the day or whatever when you can write down. Catch you later. N4AZE. I've been working on a 57 Chevy truck. I did. It's lowered it and all that stuff. And actually, I built a frame for it. It's got a, I used a 72 Camaro front clip is what the all the suspension is under the front of it. But I haven't finished it. I got it drivable, but that storm, when we had that storm, our power went out for a week, so I didn't mess with it, and somehow I never got started back.
And I do more damage than good when it comes to mechanical stuff. That old Mustang, for instance, needed a new water pump, and when I was changing out the water pump, I rung a bolt off and had used an ease out to try and fix it. So, anyway, when it comes to cars, you know, everything else on that Mustang was so simple. I could handle it, you know, tuning it up, changing the oil, adjusting the valves. But when it got to coming to replacing some of the stuff on it, I got one of my brothers to do it, because both of them were real good with that kind of stuff. But I'm the only one left. My mom and dad and both my brothers are gone.
I'm the only one left out of my original family. Sisters are gone, mom, dad, it's just me. I was the youngest. But I'm the only one. All I got now is the family that I made for myself, right?
It's just me and my wife, and I got some cousins left. Almost all my aunts and uncles are gone. I got one aunt that's a blood relative, and as a matter of fact, she lives up around Pickens, and she got the personality of a warthog, so I don't go around her none. And my other relatives, a couple of them, my cousin, got a cousin up on Highway 11. She posts pictures of black bears in her yard a good bit. And her mom's still alive, ain't praying. She's pretty nice, but it's just me and the wife and my wife's family. That's all that's, you know, pretty much all that I see.
They live in Atlanta. I hadn't seen them since I was a teenager. We just never kept in contact. But I got my kids, my two girls and two grandsons, and that's one. My youngest one, he'll be three in a month. And he is crazy about airplanes. So that's why I've been messing with these little models. I've been buying them and fixing them, and I'll give him one like once every 2 weeks. I'll bring him a little airplane over there, you know. That's totally stopped me on working on any of my hot rods.
Get in that. Yeah, I got my wife one of those printers, you know, the 3D printers, but she hasn't done a whole lot with it. She's got a couple of birds, good size birds. She's got an Amazon and a cockatoo, and that cockatoo's pretty demanding for attention all day long, so that's kind of what she winds up doing every day.
Big bird.
Fairly good sized bird. It's, I'd say about the size of a falcon. You know, if you've ever seen them out on the telephone wires.
Talked to a guy in the evenings, Glenn. They found a dove somewhere. It was, I don't know what was wrong with it, but anyway, they took it home with them. And I guess nursed it and all that. But anyway, this was about 3 years ago. And he has still got that dove. It became a pet. And they found it another one. And so he's got two doves, and they just fly loose in the house.
I think of a dove's about the size of a pigeon. And his cockatoo's a little bit bigger than a pigeon.
Those, they're pretty big.
If he don't know you, you don't want to, you know, try and pet him or get too close to him, because that beak, he can snap a broom handle in two with that beak.
Lose a finger.
Exactly, but, you know, I've been around him for 5 years, and I pet him on the head all the time, and, you know, he's fine with me, so. But I wouldn't recommend somebody that didn't know him to try that.
What size generators you wind up going with?
22K.
Oh, yeah, that's a good size generator.
Didn't you tell me you went with a 24?
It wasn't, but... I want to say it was a couple hundred to maybe $200 or $300 more. It wasn't much more. And I was reading about them. I don't know what the difference is, but the 24 actually used a little less fuel per hour than the 22. Now, don't ask me why.
Well, I was thinking, you know, you got a pretty good size shop there. You might have, you know, that might have been a reason to go with a 24.
The shop's separate. The power is separate from the house. I've got the generator I was using on the house, I now got here in the shop. I'll use it in the shop when power goes out if I want to hang out down here. But no, the house was, we're all gas. And he said all I needed was an 18. But I wanted to get we were talking about it, and it said, you know, it'll shut off, like, if with the 18, it'll automatically won't let you run maybe their clothes dryer while you're cooking. And I said, I don't want to do that. I want something that where she can think she's on regular power. She wants to run the dryer and run the air conditioner and cook a turkey at the same time she can. So that's why we went with the 24. It's just overkill.
Kind of way I do with, you know, power supplies and radios. I mean, it's, you know, months and months ago, your radio was kind of straining with the power supply, and once you got that straightened out, it's, you know, and you're in there fine now.
And by the numbers, it should have worked, but somehow that's just not always true. So I just went with a bigger one, you know, big enough to do overkill, I guess you call it.
Even with a 100-watt big radio that, you know, you do 20, 40, 80 meters, you know, 20 amps, you know, we'll run it, but I always get 30-amp power supplies. That way, you know, like you say, I got a little bit of overkill there, and you know, I'm not putting a strain on the power supply and not getting any fallback on the radio. Oh, by the way, I looked you up on QRZ. I noticed you extra class, so I ain't got mine yet. I might need a little coaching on that sometime, or some pointers on the test on that deal.
I don't believe that. I did that 25 years ago on the extra. I don't know that I could pass the test again.
Okay. Yeah, that's been a little while then, but hey, man, if you did it 25 years ago, you really knew what you were doing, because that test was, oh, man, I know it was something back then.
What I understand it's different today. They're doing something today. I don't know how they do it, but we had to draw up a little. Mine was a little oscillating circuit. She had to sketch out a little. It wasn't anything much, just a little thing, but it was, we had to do that, and we had to do the code, and but I think, you know, they dropped the code a few years ago, I think, where you, or at least they dropped it for some of them, maybe novice or technician or something. It's been so long. N4AZE.
They dropped the code for all of it, and the test or multiple choice. What they've done with the extra is they just got three, things. You know, got entry level, technician, general, and extra, and they used to have several more. And what they did with the extra is they combined the advanced with the extra. And so I'm going to be jumping from general into something that's a lot more in-depth. And I tried an online class, and I kind of fell behind with it. So anyway, that's probably what I'll keep on trying. I got the latest book, and I'll probably hook it up with another online class and see if I can keep up with it this time.
We didn't have a computer then. We didn't have any of the, I guess they were out, but we never messed with any of that. We had to do everything with the books.
Did you have to go to the SEC office to take the test, or were you able to take it, at a club meeting or something?
The extra part was different than the what do you call it, novice or whatever. The extra was, I forgot where I did that. It was but it was different. Transitioning or whatever at the time. Volunteers that did that is what it was. It was a husband and a wife that did mine back then.
A lot of times the club over in Greenville, they'll do it at the Red Cross building. They were doing it. I think they're still doing it, first Saturday of the month. And they'll have some volunteer VEs, get the test and everything. But, I don't know if you've heard Tom, N0TR. I think he probably did his, at the SEC offices. He's been a ham for a long time. Anyway, the sun's coming up, so I think I'm going to go get a hot shower and mess around outside some today. You have a good day, and I'll maybe catch you on here a little later on. KF4 and XY, I'll be clear on your final.
We'll catch you probably later on during the day. I'm going to do the same thing, do a little bit outside stuff today while it's warmer. Catch you later. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.
KW4FCM, you hear us, son?
Dude, Fred, N4ZLK.
Dude, Dave.
N4ZLK, good morning, dude. Heard you guys in here. I was going to call my son here in a minute, but thought I'd just say good morning. Everybody was signing out.
Okay, I was on the other side of the shop, and I heard it. Hey, good morning to you, N4AZE.
Waited a second. Should have chimed right in there. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. KQ4WJT, N4ZLK.
N4AZE.
N4ZLK.
Your name is KO4HKX.
Hope you're well today.
Okay, my knee.
knee is bothering me today. I think I twisted it yesterday, but it is what it is. We'll get over it. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
Tell you what, it dropped 10 degrees from my house to 3 miles down the road when I got down here in the valley. Yeah, not even to Pumpkin Town. I'm just still on the drive there on New Hope Road.
Mild temperature swings this morning.
Possible. I let my truck run for a little bit. I had it plugged in last night. I have it on a timer. It comes on about 4 in the morning. And so it cranks right up nice and easily. But it didn't change much for the first couple of miles. It dropped about 1 degree. So I don't think the engine was warm enough to affect the thermometer.
Moving. They're not reading any engine heat.
Right there on a curve on New Hope. But yeah, I'm sorry about your knee. Do you remember what doing something, or did it just start hurting by the end of the day?
The other day, I don't know. I got home after the ride home. That's when it really started hurting, that hour sitting there.
Welcome to the club. It's going to start happening more and more.
And yeah, that's what I hear. Looking forward to that part of it, Shane.
Patrick, you're not the only one. Seems like he twisted his knee. I think I did that in Syracuse last week, the last couple of days last week while I was up there. And it really bothered me yesterday while I was in the clean room in Anderson. Get over it in H.
You see spots out here, it's easy to do and not really realize it. Slip on one of them.
Be careful out there. I don't want to have to come get you off the ice.
There's absolutely no ice down here in the upstate. At least none that I've seen so far.
Where I'm at in the upstate.
My house and on the sides of the road, it does diminish greatly as I head to TR, but there's still plenty around.
It's towards like Easley, TR, that kind of area I'm assuming, and seeing all that, because I haven't really been out in that area. I was in Anderson yesterday in the Bosch plant working for the company I work for. I didn't see nothing the entire way there or the way back home.
Cedar Lane Road and 253 North Buncombe, or Old Buncombe, I mean, and Cherrydale. So, yeah, there's still icy spots out.
11 right now, headed towards TR. At my house, the road, let's call it the driveway, but it's a private road. It goes up pretty steep, and it's still covered. Have to use the four-wheel drive to get out.
Yeah, man, that sounds... God, I don't like snow down here, whatever snows down here in the south. I tell you what, though, the north kind of impressed me with the way they keep up with the roads and everything up there. You wouldn't think that they have the infrastructure, but man, they are on top of it with snow and ice up there.
They do a pretty good job up there. Used to do much better around the house than they did this time. But the county's got rid of its DOT employees, and the state doing the same thing, it seems like. They've not maintained the roads as well as they usually do.
Ed, when you see that stuff every year, for several months out of the year, I would hope they would be good at it because they get lots of practice.
Yeah, true on that. Yeah, normally where I go up there is right off Lake Ontario. Normally they're, I'm not going to say they're great at it, but normally they're pretty good. Sometimes they can't keep up with snow, though. This past time I was in Syracuse, I think there was a foot of snow by the time I got off the plane. Was in the hotel, and They just couldn't keep up the day after. It was coming down fast and they plowed, but yeah, I would hope they would. But Patrick, I got a question though. Are you saying that they laid off a bunch of DOT employees and it wasn't as good this time?
Laid them off. They just, as they retired over the years, they've not replaced them and cut down the workforce. And they don't have the equipment they used to either. They've been doing like most other places and just contracting it out, and all those people are busy doing hurricane cleanup, so they can't get the contracts. I don't know. A new way of doing things ain't necessarily a better way.
I'm seeing this stuff every once in a while, but I guess if we get more of it, we'd get used to it. But it sure does kind of get in the way of things.
It does, but I see what you mean now, Patrick. I may have disturbed that a little bit, but now I get it now.
And it just happened overnight. It's been years in the making going this direction, and hopefully it's a wake-up call for them that they can't maintain this little bit. They'll start figuring it out.
Question for you, N4ZLK. Seems like I don't hear you very often anymore. Are you doing a lot of traveling with work?
I travel a lot for my job. Normally I'm in and out of GSD once a week at least. Normally one day a week I'm flying out, and the following week normally is when I'm flying back in. I've been traveling a lot here lately, and I'm just now finally home for a good couple days to actually sit down and start getting some stuff done. KO4 NNH for ID. Going on 2 years now. It's been about a year and a half. No, actually, I'm sorry. It's been about 2 years I picked up this job and I've been doing this.
And used to hear you all the time. I didn't realize it'd been that long. Time is flying by for some of us, Patrick.
Not just for you, gentlemen. Myself as well.
I get a little older and it starts passing much quicker, it seems like.
Patrick, time really flies.
I'm the only one in this group. But guys, I'm going to step out here for a minute, and I'll be back in a few minutes. We're running at the store.
All right, Patrick. If I'll talk to you between now and whenever I arrive at my destination, I hope you have a good one. KO4NH.
Patrick, N4ZLK. Fred, what company do you work for, and what do you do?
Small mom-and-pop automation group called Calgary Robotics. I'm actually one of their service technicians, service engineers. The title kind of fluctuates depending upon what they got me doing. I don't understand it, but I basically go out and I work on automated machinery, such as machines that make COVID test kits and tubes that they intubate you with and that kind of stuff. But we don't just do medical. We got automotive as well, which is funny enough, the Bosch plant in Anderson, which is where I was yesterday. They make, I'm not allowed to say exactly that they're a weird customer, but they make really interesting automotive equipment there.
Well, sounds like it's keeping you busy.
Shane, my side, not yours. I'm on the bridge of 385. Can you come back with that?
Said it sounds like it's keeping you pretty busy. So are you traveling to the same locations pretty regularly, or is it just somewhere new every time?
Sometimes I go somewhere new. Sometimes I go somewhere I've been to before. Actually, I've got a small handful of customers that are mine and mine alone, such as there's one in Jacksonville, North Carolina, I frequent a lot, it seems like. And as a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be going to Columbia next week to visit a customer there for the first time ever that we're working on getting a contract with.
Well, I hope you enjoy traveling anyway. It sounds like you might, because I know it'd be a change of pace, but I'm assuming like anything that might get old after a while, being gone all the time.
It's a fun job. It's really fun. The only thing I don't like is I don't like flying on occasion. Flying really takes it out of me, and not only that, there's some days where it's an absolute nightmare flying. But hey, Shane, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Seems like I'm getting in the dead zone of 385 now. I'm gonna let you go. This has been KO4NH73, my friend.
I got a phone call too, so we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.